DW.
Despite offering some lucrative payoffs, investing in coal and fossil fuels is becoming more and more risky, leading some banks, funds, and institutions to divest from these sectors. While divestment has been a hot topic among climate activists for nearly a decade now, it seems at least that money may be starting to genuinely move away from fossil fuels as the planet heats up. Joining me in the studio to discuss this is my DW colleague, Tim Schauenberg, who's recently been covering the topic for us. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
So there have been some announcements about divestments lately. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink recently announced that the investment firm would put sustainability and climate change at the center of its investment strategy. Does this news show a real change, or is it just media hype?
Well, I think putting it in the center of the company's strategy is a bit exaggerated. What BlackRock is doing is dumping companies that get more than a quarter of their revenue from thermal coal, which is primarily used in power generation and creates lots of carbon emissions. That's true. But BlackRock will still invest in companies that mostly sell coal used in steel plants. So we don't see a real shift here. But what we see is globally, there is a trend in terms of green investment. Since 2012, the divestment movement has been calling investors and institutions to stop putting their money into fossil fuels. So far, over 1,000 institutions, funds, and churches have committed to only partially invest into fossil fuels or not at all. So together, they control around they control around $12 trillion. In 2014, the amount was only $52 billion. So,
wow, yeah, so a massive increase there.
Yeah, exactly. But there is more than commitments. There is a trend that, for example, since 2010, investments in fossil fuels are declining, as well as its amount in the global power mix as well. A recent study published by Bloomberg and United Nations Collaboration Center is saying that 2018, $279 billion were invested in renewable energies. That is three times more than in coal, gas, and oil together.
And so why are these institutions shifting away from fossil fuels?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. On one hand, we see that the costs for solar, for example, declined by 80%, for wind energy by 30 to 40% in the last 10 years. And so while renewables get more profitable, on one hand, the risk for investing in fossil fuels is rising. I talked to Kingsmill Bond, a financial expert from the think tank Carbon Tracker. Here's what he said.
For the first time, in its 100-year history, the oil sector is facing the prospect of structural decline in demand. They've never had to face that before. And it creates a huge financial prospect of huge financial losses.
On the other hand, we also see governments starting to implement CO2 taxes. For example, Sweden is the front runner when it comes to pricing the climate damaging gas with a tax of 114 euro per ton of carbon. And also Germany wants to implement the carbon price from 2021 on. This means if companies produce a lot of CO2 emissions or invest in a company which produces a lot, they have to pay for it, or there is, let's say, there is the risk that they have to pay for it in the future. So for Bond, it's a logical consequence of profit-seeking investors to pull out of fossil fuels.
This, we think, is very consistent with a continued derating of these sectors in face of disruption. So what that means is investors, therefore, are shifting money out of these sectors because they're worried that they will be left with the stranded assets of the fossil fuel era.
Okay, but there are still a lot of coal plants that are under development in countries like India and China. Why is this the case if it's not going to pay off for investors?
Well, there's two aspects. The first is that renewables need a complete different infrastructure. So maybe it's a hurdle for some investors because they are much more familiar with the old technologies of coal and fossil fuels. A second one is the interest rates and the profits. It's in some countries, developing countries, you have quite high interests of 14%, which is a lot compared to what we have in Europe or the US. And so what does it mean? It means if you have high interest on your credit, of course, it's cheaper to invest in a coal power plant because when you pay back fast, you pay less interests. So investing in a wind farm might be more costly at the very beginning, but long term, wind is for free. You don't have to pay much to feed the wind farm. It feeds itself. And the coal power plant, you have to buy coal to get the energy out of your investment.
All right. And if people want to do something on a more personal level, what can they do in regard to their own investments? What sort of things should they be asking the people who manage their money?
Well, generally, you can change to an ethical or an environmental friendly banks. You know, there is a market for this, which exclude fossil fuels from their credit programs. When it comes to investments and pensions, they can also give you an advice. If you want to invest in funds, you can also look for so-called ESG funds. These are funds which invest to environmental, social, and governmental standardized companies, corporations. For example, the Global 100 Index, a ranking of the world's most sustainable corporations, this index even performed better over the last 14 years than the All Countries World Index, a classic fund investing in all kind of companies. So back to your question, what shall they ask their agents? Well, they shall ask them, like, what do you recommend me? What kind of funds do you have in your portfolio? Where can I put my money? Because there is an offer and there's also in demand, as we just saw. DW.